This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every time I see a story about a young person dying, it impacts me. And it impacts me for multiple reasons, but the first impactful thing is I remember my mother, who died slightly after turning 24, and seeing the impact of her death on my grandmother makes it a special thing for me to see a parent losing their child, because we all know that shouldn't happen. And it doesn't matter. I see these stories of these kids that go to, you know, these children's hospitals, they're fighting cancer or something. And there's one where this little girl, they have her, and she says, yeah, I fought cancer, you know, and then she beat it. But then the thing at the end of the commercial says she later died 2 years later. And I was just thinking, the parents were hopeful. You know, let's hope that our little girl makes it, and she didn't. And what would you go through for that to happen? I remember my third son, Corey, he disappeared in a very nice neighborhood, but he had gone two blocks over. He was probably like 8 years old. First time he'd really gone out on his own, and we couldn't find him. Big brothers didn't know where he was, and we were panicked. He came back 30 minutes later, and you would have thought that, you know, there was, I mean, who knows, you know, bad things can happen anywhere, but you would think that I lived in, you know, Guatemala or something, and I was, you know, where they kidnap kids and stuff. But I was good. But that little bit of time, it makes you think about it. And so you just, these stories all wake you up. But the ones that really get me are the ones that are somewhat preventable. And by preventable, I mean if the perp were never here. And that's what we've got here with this young lady by the name of Lakin Riley. She was a student, I believe, at the University of Georgia. And she just went out for a run. Something she's done over and over and over, because she's trying to get in shape, you know, doing what kids do. And I remember this. I'm going to tell you that I remember when the Democrats were bringing in illegals and shipping them to Georgia because they wanted to make Georgia a blue state. That's where the Stacey Abrams of the world come in. See, elections have consequences, but so do policies. So this whole immigration thing, take the stories of what these immigrants are now doing. Think about what it took, what happens when you come through the legal immigration system. If you commit a crime, you're deported. If you're an illegal and you commit a crime, nothing happens. You practically get a ticker tape parade if you do it in one of these leftist enclaves like California or Massachusetts or Oregon. They reward you. They give you cards with money on it. They encourage it. They give you places to stay, like five-star hotels. Where was it, the clip we played, where I think it was in Denver, they said, we don't have any hotel rooms available. I mean, can you imagine, you're traveling on business, you just want to go, and you can't even get into a hotel, and if you do get in there are migrants all over the place. They don't speak any language, and they know that they can take advantage of you. You're walking out to your car, you're coming back from a late dinner or something like that, they can take advantage of you. Do whatever they want. Get away with it. Do you think that the word isn't getting back to them that we are a bunch of patsies? We're marks. Multiple DHS sources confirm the suspect in the UJA student Lakin Riley's murder. Jose Antonio Ibarra is here illegally from Venezuela. Customs and Border Patrol documents show he crossed in September of 2022 into El Paso, Texas, and was released due to a lack of detention space on Joe Biden's watch. The 26-year-old from Venezuela was arrested by ICE, ERO, Atlanta. He's being charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. I don't think they've charged him with enough. Because you know what? He'll probably get out. And when he gets out, he'll flip us the bird and say, yeah, see, I can do whatever I want. Joe Biden's my daddy. According to UJA Police Chief Jeffrey Clark, officials say Riley went for a run on the University of Georgia's Athens campus yesterday. This is when I don't know what the day it is because the story's later than when you're hearing it from me. And then she was later found dead. This is a girl who's got her life in front of her. This isn't one of these, she was a good girl on her way to college. I don't know why she stole them cigarillos from that bodega and got herself caught by trying to beat up a cop. You know, got herself shot. That's what I meant to say. This wasn't a Michael Brown story. This is a girl that's in college. She's doing her routine. She's done this dozens of times, I would be willing to bet you. It is her routine. I don't know when this guy decided to make her the mark, but he did. And here's what's interesting. Hardly any news on it. You're not going to see the mainstream media talking about Lake and Riley. And you don't hear them talking about these other. We've profiled them on this program. I don't have enough time and money to do it, but I would love to just have a place where all we did was we looked at the crimes of illegals. We really went and investigated it. We did in-depth type of John Stossel, Laura Loomer, Laura Logan types of investigations into these people, and we showed you the real crime rate of what these illegals are doing. And by the way, the crime rate of illegals to illegals here to legals, legal immigrants, you can't even calculate it. Legal immigrants don't commit crimes. They know the penalty. They don't want to leave this country. They may very well be the next best citizens of the world, of America, next to conservatives. But this lady, lovely young lady, went out for a run and gets killed. The rest of the story. DHS sources confirm that Jose Antonio Ibarra was arrested 5 months ago in New York. Records show he was arrested on 9/14/23. That's a few months ago in Queens for injury to a child less than 17. And he had no license. As for his border crossing, they said this is what was happening back when Ibarra crossed into El Paso in September of 22. U.S. Border Patrol has been so overwhelmed in the region and the shelters at capacity. One processing center is three times above its normal capacity. Nonprofit shelters are starving for beds and volunteers, and a sudden surge of arrivals from Venezuela is ineligible for expulsion. Joe Biden and leftist policies killed Lake and Riley.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Panel on MSNBC was discussing the South Carolina loss by Nikki Haley, and it's moderated by Michael Steele, who I still can't believe ever led the Republican Party. This guy he's bigger than a rhino. He's worse than Nikki Haley. He was a Democrat, essentially, in charge of the Republican Party. I actually threw away a picture that I have of Michael Steele holding my youngest son. And we were at an event together. And I tossed that picture. I don't even show it. I'm embarrassed of Michael Steele. Anyway, he's on MSNBC, and they're doing a panel, and he talks to a governor. And I want you to hear these people, because they recognize Trump's won South Carolina. But the bigger issue from them is, what do the Democrats need to do in order to move things forward? And that's what always cracks me up, because that's where this is. We can analyze Trump's victory. We knew Trump was going to win. Nikki Haley had no shot. But at the end of it, what they're really looking for is, what is going to be our post-South Carolina strategy when Trump wins, and we know he will win? What are we going to be able to do? And then they start looking introspectively at themselves. Before we play the clip, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
On the Democratic side, you and I were talking a little bit before about how the Biden administration has really provided states with good glide paths that that are impacting the economy, the healthcare systems, et cetera. Talk a little bit about how you see the differences between the two parties setting up for the national narrative around public policy, because we have not really had a public policy debate yet in this country. And I think that's an advantage for Joe Biden, quite honestly. What's your take on how you're seeing things set up right now for President Biden versus President Trump in terms of how the states, governors, for example, are looking at the state of
politics? We're all here this weekend, Republican and Democratic governors, and what we have is a generational investment for roads and bridges and public transportation and high-speed internet. So we're working to make sure that it gets implemented. But you see from last night that Donald Trump has an iron grip on this Republican Party, and there is going to be a stark choice in November. This is going to be a Biden-Trump rematch, and I don't think a lot of people wrap their minds around that. But the choice is going to be, that do you want a president who wakes up every morning thinking about the American people, or do you want a president who wakes up every morning thinking about himself? And that is going to be the stark choice. Joe Biden's experience, he did more his first 2 years than most presidents could hope to do in two terms. Almost 15 million jobs in the first 2 years, more small businesses than ever, fighting prescription drug costs. We're seeing inflation coming down now. And what we need to do as Democrats is to let the American people know about these things, make sure that they understand why their high-speed internet is going to get connected, why the water system in rural Sampson County, North Carolina, in a community that had been forgotten, now people with tears running down their cheeks are finally going to get clean water and not have to boil it, how almost 600,000 people in North Carolina are going to get health care now because we've expanded Medicaid in North Carolina and got a Republican legislature to do it. Those are the things that are so exciting that are going to matter to everyday people. And I don't think everyday people are talking about what we're talking about. We're not talking about the politics of this and aren't really aware of it, I don't think. Many of them are.
Boy, I can tell you what, I want to run right out and vote for old Joe Biden. Good glide paths. Health care, which of course he ended up talking about. Oh, we've expanded this for Medicaid for more people. No, you've expanded Medicaid for illegals. That's the people that are on Medicaid. It's been expanded for illegals. He says that what are going to be the differences between the two parties, the national narrative about public policy? There's been no debate so far, and you know who that's benefited? Joe Biden. Because what Michael Steele was saying was, we don't want you to know what public policy is. You want to know what public policy is? Letting people invade this country, take over all of the things that you should have, health care, education system, welfare system. We're going to give all that to the illegals. The Democrats are trying to figure out, what are we selling? And that governor, I think he was governor of North Carolina, he's saying, well, you know, look at what we've done. I mean, governors, there's been generational investment in roads and high-speed internet. Look, I'm a big fan of high-speed internet. I am. I'm a kid of dial-up. I remember 1,200 baud, and one of my buddies go, well, man, I got 9,600. You got 9,600 baud rate? What? You were king of the world if you had, you know, 5, 10 times, 8 times the baud rate I had, whatever it is. And I remember when it went to 19.2, and we were like, holy cow, it's doubled. That's available now? What's that cost? $5,000 a month? I mean, people don't even realize what we pay for cell service and internet and the speeds and internet. When it connected, and you'd wait and wait and wait. Now, you know, if you got to wait more than a second and a half for a page, you're ready to jump off of it. But anyway, high-speed internet. But here, the things that they talked about that were important, Trump has an iron grip on the Republican Party. That's admitted. Number two, there's going to be a Biden-Trump rematch. I don't believe it, but I hope it's true. But then he says this, which president is going to wake up thinking about, wait a minute. If you say wake up thinking, you've already got to take Joe Biden out of the picture. He can't wake up thinking.
Wake up thinking about what? His wars? I love these guys, man. They give you so much fodder when you think about what they're trying to sell you on. Joe Biden did more in 2 years than anybody. No, he didn't. He didn't bring back. He brought back jobs that had been lost previously. Jobs that were restored. He had nothing to do with it. He's done more in 2 years than any other president. The president who did more in 2 years than any other president, you already know who it is. Donald Trump. And then I love this. The one thing that they're going to hang their hats on is prescription drugs. Well, oh yeah, that's going to really do it because what? 10% of America is on consistent prescription drugs, the elderly. And I'm not going to get into the details around it, but Trump did a lot for prescription drugs. Reduced the price tremendously. But then this one, inflation, I love how they go, it's coming down. Well, who shot it up? And of course, he talked about the water system. Because what he's telling you is under Joe Biden, we live in a third world crap hole. And these little rural counties in South Carolina, in North Carolina, well, they're going to finally get their water. The women won't have to carry water on their heads. They won't have to boil water for safety. I mean, who's he talking about? Some third world? I mean, we talking about Angola? These people are so detached. And they're trying to figure out what is going to be their strategy for Donald Trump, to get rid of Donald Trump. And now that South Carolina is behind them and they don't have Nikki Haley to, let's all hope that Nikki can do well, they're trying to figure out what to do next. So we're going to talk about the Democrats' post-South Carolina strategy. And I'm going to just tell you this up front. They have no winning strategy.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden calling a meeting with the top four congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday to push them on passing an emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as stop a government shutdown next month. The president hoping to discuss the urgency of passing the aid package, as well as the legislation to keep the government operating at least through the end of September. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an interview with CNN, said he did ask President Biden to help him and help the Ukrainian people, saying, please have one meeting with each other, Democrats and Republicans, and please, can you have a deal? AT&T says it will give customers affected by last week's cell phone outage a $5 credit on their account for the several hours that they were without service. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you think that Haley or Trump would be easier to beat for him?
First of all, I think she's one of our better surrogates, so I hope she stays in. I hope she does well tomorrow.
Gavin Newsom hoping for Nikki to have a good night. The other night, it didn't quite happen that way, did it?
Primary fight between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, and right now, we can make a major projection. CNN projects that Donald Trump will win the South Carolina Republican primary, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in her home state and securing his fourth major early victory in the GOP primary season. The former president taking another critical step toward winning his third Republican presidential nomination and continuing his dominance over the race.
It is 7 p.m. here on the East Coast, and the polls are officially closed in the state of South Carolina. Good evening. I'm Brett Baer.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Martha McCallum, live here at Fox News headquarters in New York for our special coverage of the South Carolina Republican primary. And the Fox News decision desk can now project that former President Donald Trump will win the state's GOP primary. Trump now has three times as many delegates as former Governor Nikki Haley. And then with these tonight, he could add up to 50 more.
A lot of suspense tonight.
The polls have now closed at 7 p.m. We are waiting to see whether we will have a call in one direction or another or a too early to call. That has been the case in a few of the contests we've had. And as you can see there, and I'm learning this as I see it on your screen myself, we do have a call. We have projected a winner at polls closing. And that projected winner, of course, is the essential incumbent in this race, Donald Trump, the previous president before Joe Biden, the person who seems to be in a pole position for the nomination. We're making that call at 7 p.m. in about 7 seconds.
Ouch. The networks didn't even get to finish running their chyrons, and the race was over. Over within seconds. They literally start the program. That was all the media outlets. And everyone, oh, well, we think we could be able to call it here. So, oh, they were calling it now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're going to hear the rest of that Gavin Newsom clip because it was a commercial for the Democrats and Nikki Haley and where she's going to go. And Haley, her career in politics, it's over. She can be a pundit in the vein of Michael Steele. We've got a clip to play with him and MSNBC. She's a leftist hiding out as a Republican. Joe Scarborough will have her on Morning Joe within days. Watch. And I don't know if you've seen, she's been on every media thing she could get booked, and it did nothing. I've already given some, in the previous hour, I gave what is it going to take to reunite the party? Not much. You know, the rhino element of the Republican Party is going to exist, and there are people that, I'm never going to vote for Trump. Okay, fine. There are many people who are never going to vote for Biden. They're never going to vote for Gavin Newsom or whatever. I gave you, Google it. Google Trump versus Newsom, Trump versus Harris, Trump versus Michelle Obama, Trump versus insert Democrat idiot here, and you will find Donald Trump beats them all. And these are with stacked polls. These are not with polls where you and I have been asked. I've never been asked Trump versus Newsom, Trump versus Harris. Have you? Are you part of those polls? Speaking of which, Freely's going to be doing a conservative poll where it talks, it's strictly about conservative views. And we want to get our views out there. We need to have our voice. It is the voice of truth. Why do we don't want to be in polls because we see the way they structure questions in polls that make you not want to answer it the right way. We're going to ask you questions directly. Who would you prefer as vice president for Trump? What are your thoughts on Trump with this policy? We're not going to try to sway you in any direction, but we want the conservative, a.k.a. the truth, out there. You'll start seeing more about that. There's a new strategy for Democrats in all of this. The intelligence officials didn't lie. Biden is okay. You know, the Biden family's been exonerated. The Russians are influencing our elections. I don't know how many different clips, Jamie Raskins, Goldman, all of these people, well, the Russians could certainly have an impact on the thing. And then they say, well, wait a minute, Putin, he's already openly said he's for Biden. Well, we don't know if that's true or not. He could be misleading us, or he could be for Biden. Well, Biden's funding Ukraine. Putin is feasting right now. If Tucker Carlson's report didn't prove any, it proved that the Russians are feeling no pain from the sanctions of the United States. Food is cheaper over there than it is here. Supposedly, it's 25 cents on the dollar. Anyway, let's play the rest of that Gavin Newsom clip of him talking about Nikki Haley.
All the nasty stuff she says about Trump.
She's spot on 99% of it. So I'm enjoying this primary, and I hope it continues. So I wish her luck. But look, Trump's the nominee. We all know that. You know that. Everybody out there knows that. And I think the polls are suggestive. She's going to get walloped tomorrow, and then she'll make a case, I guess, just to continue in this. But again, I'm no problem her continuing for as long as she wishes, because I think she's making a good case against Trump.
Head-to-head polls suggest that she would clean Biden's clock, and it's a tougher race.
Trump's the nominee. Everybody knows Trump's the nominee.
So there's not
a state that, with respect, there's no evidence to suggest, there's no polling to suggest, there's nothing to suggest, momentum or otherwise, that she can win any state in the Republican primary coming up. So it's just not. Donald Trump is the nominee. Everybody knows that. No, I don't mean that to be dismissive. I have respect for the former governor a lot more than the former president, Donald Trump. But as I said, I wish her luck in the context of being out there and making the case that we're making against Donald Trump equally.
And so MSNBC, they had a cow because they were hoping Nikki Haley would really do well. And Rachel Maddow, she decided she would chime in, and they want to now. I'm just giving you the strategy. They want you to believe that Donald Trump is the one that has the mental issue. So here's MSNBC talking about Trump.
Yes, I mean, there's all the weirdness of it. He did have to read the names of his immediate family members off of a card.
He did get them all right.
Yes, it's true. There's that. There's the, you know, saying that the auto workers are with him when, as you mentioned, the auto workers just endorsed Joe Biden. But in terms of, I mean, what else do you look for in a speech like that? He didn't go on the offensive against Haley. He talked about the Republican Party being unified. That is a normal thing to say. He then even tried to credit what he described as the people standing behind me, who he described as national officials, state officials. They're state officials, but they're really national. They're the most important state officials in the country. The state, it's the country. Like, what are you talking about? So there's it's not even stylistic. There's a general incoherence, Uncle Ramble Sanders thing going on with him that doesn't get a lot of attention because the mainstream press, particularly the print press, has much more enjoyed talking about Joe Biden and the signs of his age. But Trump is rambling and incoherent even when he is at his everybody's best, and even when it's early in the evening. And tonight, even just getting that slice of it is a real reminder of that, which again is Nikki Haley's main message, right? Nikki Haley's right. Mainly arguing both Trump and Biden are unfit. You should pick me instead. Republicans don't want to pick her instead. But the manifest unfitness of Donald Trump for the basics of campaigning are on display every time he gets behind a microphone.
Nice try, Rachel Maddow. Nice try. Wow. Well, he reads his family members off of cards. I don't know if you know, there's a big controversy right now. Joe Biden reading off of cards. And it's not just the teleprompter issue. What they're talking about at fundraisers, Joe Biden has to have cards so he knows who to talk, who he's talking to, what to say. And it's unnerving. People who donate to Biden are going, well, I'm not going to give this guy, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or put together a fundraiser when he can't put two words together at a fundraiser. Let me ask you, do you think you would be able to fundraise at a Trump? If Trump said, Kevin, I'm going to come to your house and I'd like you to set up a fundraiser, do you think I could fill up my property? Let me tell you something. I'd have to alert everybody in my neighborhood that Trump is coming. I would have to alert the city that Trump is coming. And as far as a fundraiser goes, people would donate 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 100 bucks. You could get people, I can tell you right now, I could get people to pay $10,000 to appear, to just be there early where they could spend time with Trump. And $1,000, I could load up the entire street. And if people just wanted to donate, you know, a couple hundred bucks here and there, I'd load it up. Now, I should say that, up to the campaign limit, whatever, I don't know, what's the campaign, $3,800 bucks a person? I could get people here for $3,800 as far as I could see them. That's how easy for it is for Trump to fundraise. So these people are losing their minds, but they want you to believe that, oh, well, look, Trump's losing his mind. Auto workers are not for Trump, they're for Biden. And he's Uncle Ramble Shambles is what Rachel Maddow called him. You know what she's telling you? She's telling you all the fears that she has of Joe Biden. The mainstream press seems to prefer talking about Biden, but they should be looking at Donald Trump. When we come back, we have an Italian video. Sadly, it's just the audio. You'll see how the world thinks of Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden, here we are, President Biden.
Here?
Yes, yes. Good evening. Buonasera.
Yes.
Yes. Eh?
I said to the President of Israel.
Sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, non è Gorbachev, non è Gorbachev il presidente dell'Israele, no.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy. No, stia fermo, fermo, presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì.
Miles, 44.
Vabbè, ma, non è lui, presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the cabaret, do you?
No, no, sta facendo confusione. Yes. Sta facendo confusione, evidente.
Sorry. Sì. It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
su. It was Mars.
No.
Mars Attack.
Ma che Mars Attack?
No. Beautiful film. Where Netanyahu sang.
No, ma Netanyahu, no. Netanyahu è
che
non cantava.
Over.
Over.
The garage.
No, the rainbow era. Vabbè.
I only wish you could have seen the actual video that they did of Biden with this audio that you just heard. It's hysterical. The Italians mocking Joe Biden. The Australians routinely mock Joe Biden. I don't know if you've seen the Russian one. Oh my gosh, it's hysterical. There are videos all over the world mocking Joe Biden. But they have him stumbling on the stage, stumbling off the stage, going back and forth from the microphone that he can't see, then mispronouncing world leaders, doing exactly what we witnessed Joe Biden doing. But what is the mainstream media or the talking heads like Rachel Maddow? Oh, why are they so focused on Joe Biden's dementia? Dementia was trending over the weekend. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. Dementia. And do you think it was just Wendy Williams, who, by the way, suffering sadly from dementia, you know, the black lady that had the talk show? It's sad to watch. Horrible disease. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I don't wish it on Joe Biden. But when you put him up as a prop and you want to make him the leader of the free world, it's fair game. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. They're scared of the truth getting out about Joe Biden, like they're keeping it a secret. We've known for 3+ years that Joe Biden is mentally unfit to be president. And now, it's not just mentally, he's physically unfit. There's a video of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi walking towards one of Air Force One. And I'm not kidding you. Joe Biden looks like, da, 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 da. I mean, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't look any better. And you look at these two people, these are two of the most powerful people in America, two of the most powerful people in the world, and they're deranged. I mean, they are mentally deranged. Nancy Pelosi is such an ideologue on leftism that she can't see the forest for the trees, and Joe Biden has just plainly lost it. What's the Boy Scout motto, right? Be prepared. Joe Biden is supposed to come to everything ready to go, sharp of mind, fit. You know, certainly mentally fit. I don't care if Joe Biden's in a wheelchair. Look at Texas Governor Abbott. That has nothing to do with your ability to get something done. But the mental state of Joe Biden, he's not fit. Unless this guy has cheat sheets, he's ineffective at press conferences. People are finally commenting on his need to carry flashcards with prepared Q&A. And the press... That he already knows. He's got a picture of the press. They circle who he calls on. He has them by name. They have a little thing, a blurb, for him to know who the person is. That person's question is already preset for Joe Biden to know it's coming, and his answer is already ready to go. Now, if you think that is a press conference where you're getting feedback from the so-called leader of the free world to tell you exactly what's going on in his mind, that isn't. That's propaganda. That's not press. Press is when they say, you know, Mr. President, we've heard such and such, and he's got to answer impromptu. Have you ever seen Donald Trump turn such a thing down? Donald Trump stands, answers questions. He doesn't have a dossier. He doesn't care who's asking the question. And if it's an antagonistic question, he goes, yeah, you see there? That guy. CNN. See, they're fake news. He attacks them for who they are. You come at him correct, he'll answer your question. You come at him like a chicken head, he'll give you that answer. But now Joe Biden, things have changed for him. Look, the flashcards are no longer gentle nudges anymore by way of bullet points. Now he is told who to call on, he has a question, and he knows what he's supposed to say. And they tell him, don't go off the teleprompter. Don't ad lib it. Don't do anything on your own. He talks about it often.
I don't know. They're going to get mad at me if I go off script. I better leave it alone.
Says no real leader ever. Can you imagine a guy, I'm the leader of America? I said, yeah, my staffers are telling me, well, you know, you should say this or that. Let me just say to America what I say to my staffers. Nobody tells me what to say. That's what a leader would say. Or he'd go, my staff is always trying to tell me what to say. I appreciate them for who they are. I pick them for reasons. But when it comes to speaking to the American people, I'm going to give you what I want to say. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. But Joe,
well, you tell me I can't say that, so I better not. You know, Jill will get mad at me.
Incoherent is what he is. He knows what he's going to get asked. That's pretty much. I mean, we've gone from journalism to propaganda. No different than it is in the Soviet Union. But here's where it gets worse, and I alluded to it earlier, previous segment. Biden has to have flashcards when he's with donors. Look, I don't have a problem with cheat sheets and a teleprompter. Jean-Pierre, if you look at her, she's stumbling through a book. Joe Biden and all people use a teleprompter. That I don't have a problem with. I have a problem with Q&A where it's already set. I have a problem with Joe Biden going to fundraisers, and he has to have flashcards. You shouldn't need cheat notes at a fundraiser. These are people that have paid money to be with you. They're willing to set up other fundraisers, and you got to have a cheat sheet? Using note cards, they say, in closed-door fundraisers, calling on pre-screened donors, and then consulting his notes to provide detailed answers. This is according to people that are familiar with what Joe Biden does. At a fundraiser, his reliance on note cards, he needs it to help explain his own policy positions on questions that he knows are coming. Look, if they're like, look, can you beat Donald Trump? Absolutely. Look, they're going to try to use my age. They're going to try to use this or that. They want to pretend that I've had some questionable dealings with. None of that's provable. Whatever. I mean, I know it all is provable, but he could give them assurance. What do you got to do? Let me find the note card. Okay. I took no money from any foreign source, and nobody from my family took any money. I mean, either you did or you didn't. Either you know or you don't know. This is what we're dealing with. He's 81 years old, but I love this. They said, but he claims he feels younger. The stage Q&A, these are bullet points of what the problem is. The stage Q&A sessions have left donors wondering whether Biden can withstand the rigors of a presidential campaign, let alone potential debates from Trump. Biden advisors say that he's only given note cards for very detailed and technical questions and says he frequently does spontaneous Q&As. That is a lie. And what's detailed that he doesn't know? They're not asking him to tear apart an internal combustion engine. They're saying, what are your thoughts about, you know, the war in Ukraine and it ending, etc. We got to support Ukraine because my son did crooked business over there. And we're using that money to pay for that. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw, one of the top generals in the Ukrainian army was found with $1 million, greenbacks, in shoeboxes. You think that money's being used to fight for Ukraine? That money's being divided up. Zelensky is hailed as a hero. And if I were in Ukraine, I would want to keep Zelensky. Heck yeah. If you can extort money out of the United States with the little bit that they did to protect Hunter Biden, imagine what you can get with other people. Anyway, back to Biden's. His campaign dismissed concerns about his health. Do you really believe, that's what they wrote, do you really believe that they're not concerned about this? How sick are Democrats if they see a clearly diminished Joe Biden and they do nothing? They give him money anyway. I read a story where they were touting Biden's fundraising. Watch how it suddenly starts to dry up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.